17. The patriotic poet, Chu Yuan. An outstanding statesman and patriotic poet in the state of Chu during the late Warring States period, Chu Yuan, 339 BC to 278 BC, was born in Dayang, Hubei Province. Chu Yuan lived through three reigns of Chu, Wei, Huai, and Qingxiang. Though the prime of his life was during the reign of King Huai, which was the dawn of national unification. A descendant of nobility and master of governance and eloquence, Chu Yuan was once deeply trusted by King Huai. He assisted King Huai in political reform and social invigoration, and advocated to ally with the state of Qi to contend with the hegemonic state of Qin in a bid to unity the nation. And for a time, Chu was prosperous with strong army and that overawed the neighboring states. However, the conflicts with the corrupt aristocrats on internal and diplomatic policies, slanders from Chu Yuan's peer ministers led to the king's snub. Chu Yuan was banished from the capital, Yingdu, and removed to Hanbei until the 30 years of King Huai. King Xiang continued to surrender to Qin and exiled Chu Yuan again to the south of the Yangtze River, destitute and vagrant. Chu Yuan drifted among River Yuan and River Xiang. In the 21st year of King Xiang, when Chu's capital, Yingdu, was captured by Qin, Chu Yuan, with all his bitterness, drowned himself in the Miluo River. Chu Yuan sacrificed his life to his political ideal, which featured the perfection of ruling, of sage rulers and virtuous ministers. Taking political as the foundation for ruling featured another aspect of his political ideal, and this is clearly exemplified in his literary masterpieces such as Li Sao, Lament, and Zhou Zhang, Nine Elegies, in which the recurrence of the people showed his concern over the people's sufferings. It was believed that Chu Yuan committed suicide on the lunar May 5th. According to folklore, his death threw people in Chu into deep grief, and they thronged to Miluo River to mourn. Fishermen sailed their boats around in search of his corpse, and threw rice rolls and eggs into the river to wish that the minister's body would not be gnawed. And so the custom was developed in memory of Chu Yuan, the patriotic poem on the lunar May 5th, when people make pyramid-shaped rice rolls wrapped in bamboo leaves and tied with color threads, which was called Zongzi, go for dragon boat race, and drink real girl wine.